And now,
we present to you
Ignorant.
Seriously,
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously, Ignorant News.
Friday, tomorrow, Damon's is at Riddles Comedy Club in Alsip. And Saturday, Valdosta, Georgia, at the Mathis Auditorium. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on a woman who put a new twist on the dead relative excuse. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as a church doze.
A church doze, you're right.
I'm letting that sneak in. They need to put some headrest on these pews, man.
You get whiplash.
Oh, my God. You throw your neck out.
Having a church, man.
Man, listen.
That's a serious dose. You're right.
See, hey, you can't fight it. It's terrible. Seriously. Now, usually a dead relative lie doesn't include a dead relative. You know, people make up stories to get off work and stuff like that as an excuse. But this young lady in the UK lied on a real dead relative. 21-year-old Emily was caught using a handicap placard while parking in an upscale shopping area in the UK. When she was asked why she had a handicap tag, she said her grandmother was in there shopping. She had just dropped her off. So she repeated this lie about 3 times until she got confronted with the truth. Then she said, well, actually, I'm just using this tag to honor my dead grandmother.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Did it work?
No, it didn't work.
Not so much.
She, like, it's a tribute to dead granny to illegally park. So then she started crying and said she'd never done anything wrong or illegal while driving, and she only did it because parking in the area was too expensive. Problem with that was they said she had plenty of money on her at the time. But to her defense, though, it's a lot of handicapped parking places out there that go unused. Every time you look for a space, it's always like 7 parking places. Nobody, you're not saying that the people with disabilities shouldn't have their spaces, but they got too many of some of them. Yeah, in certain places, especially like at a bowling alley or a skating rink.
A bowling alley.
You should have 14 parking places for disabled people
at a bowling alley
or an ice skating rink. Anyway, seriously. As serious as Halle Berry at a wedding planner.
Wow.
But look.
Back again.
You know how this go. Anyway.
Well, we didn't put anything away.
Yeah, your layaway is still here. This next story involves an 8-year-old boy, and a mama's boyfriend, and some weed. Okay. So the 8-year-old boy was in school telling people about how he helps his mother's boyfriend's garden grow these special medicine. This medicine that can cure almost anybody, and lots of people come by to get some. This the boy. So the school told the police found 2 grow rooms and 50 plants growing next to the boy's bedroom. Now, it sounds like this boy was innocently describing his home life and he didn't know, but I think he was dry snitching.
I think he's dry snitching.
Yeah, no 8-year-old boy wants his mama to have a boyfriend.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah. So he went like, yeah, we growing a little medicine at the house if you want to come by and check it out. So it turns out it backfired because the police came and arrested the father, and the mother may also face charges. Seriously. As serious as the chances of Chris Rock being in Bad Boys 3. report to you live from Chicago. And I'll be on Windy City Live tomorrow, ABC 7. Tune in.
David.
Yes.
Seriously ignorant. Got to be there at the top. You've got 4 minutes to make it there on time.